From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Criticism grows against Rutgers University for negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to end the encampment at its New Brunswick campus. The Jewish Federation of New Jersey is calling on the university president and its chancellor to either revoke the agreement or resign. The Federation also wants state lawmakers to investigate the discussions that led to the agreement, which New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith called absolutely disgraceful. The university agreed to 8 of 10 demands issued by protester group Students for Justice in Palestine. Groups want to work with the momentum of a recent announcement by Governor Murphy and scrap New Jersey's rule that blocks ex-cons from serving on juries. Emily Schwartz is with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
By having a line drawn in the sand where if you have a conviction, you simply cannot respond to jury duty, that amounts to enormous discrimination in the jury pool process.
At an event last week, Governor Murphy said he supports the proposed change. The New Jersey Farm Bureau says the state needs to address a deer overpopulation emergency. Executive Director Peter Fury says they're increasingly becoming a nuisance and profit drainer in areas we wouldn't expect.
They lose their instinctive fear of people, and as they hunt more and more for food sources, they come into contact with suburban areas.
The Farm Bureau says there needs to be better methods of estimating the deer population and implementation of management controls. Governor Murphy has announced a special primary election will be held on July 16th to fill the seat of Congressman Donald Payne. The six-term Democrat from Newark died last month at the age of 65. The general election for his seat will be held on September 18th. New Jersey News Time 8:02 Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
You'll have to battle some fog and drizzle this morning. Temperatures very close to our high temperatures yesterday in the 50s right now. We will warm up to around 70 today, but we'll keep the cloud cover and hit or miss showers are possible at any time. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog. Watch for a few showers and thunderstorms to develop, especially to the south overnight. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. And we'll keep a chance of showers early and late tomorrow. In the middle, it'll be partly sunny and warm. Highs push into the mid-70s away from the coast. New Jersey weather made possible by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Rockaway 53, Franklin 55, Beach Haven 56. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.